This week, Parshas Beshalach, Shabbos Shira, leading into Tu B'Shvat, we know that this week we famously sing the Shira Sayam that Klal Yisrael sang as they left Mitzrayim. And the Torah tells us an amazing thing, Vatikach Miriam and Via, Achoy Saron es HaToy B'Yoda. Miriam, the sister of Aaron, took her drum in her hand, and all the women were using these instruments to sing and to make music in front of Hashem, to express their gratitude. There's an interesting question, and that is, Klal Yisrael on the men's side were singing. Klal Yisrael on the women's side were not only singing, but they were actually playing instruments, and it seems that their expression of Hakoras HaTov, their expression of thanks, exceeds that of the men. They were doing that extra step. They were going beyond what the men did. And the question is, why? So Chaim Zajic Zatzal explains that the women, perhaps, felt an even greater sense of joy in the salvation than the men did. Because the women were in greater spiritual problems in Egypt than the men. With everything going on with the behavior and treatment of women, Paro did everything to disrupt family life. And the women, when they came out, they understood that, they appreciated that, maybe perhaps more than the men who were doing back-breaking labor. And therefore, when the women came out, they expressed their joy and their simcha on a higher level than the men. I always ask my boys, if you see a guy in the kosel crying his eyes out, what happened? What's the story? And almost all of an answer, maybe something happened to one of his children, maybe he needs a shidduch, maybe someone's sick. Who knows? Parnasa, there could be all reasons. But no one says the other reason. And there was a very wealthy man who once walked to the kosel with his rabbi, and he comes and he sees there's a man there who's uncontrollably crying, sobbing tears. And he says to the rabbi, he's a very wealthy man, he says, you know, go over to that guy. Perhaps he needs some help financially. Maybe he's making a wedding. Maybe he's in debt. Maybe there's an illness, Rachmana Litzlan. I can write him out a check on the spot. Tell him. Ask him what he needs. The rabbi goes over to him and says, excuse me, I'm here with a very wealthy man. Is there something that you need? Is there something wrong? He said, no, everything's great. He said, what do you mean? You're crying your eyes out. How can that be? He said, no, everything's wonderful. I married off my 12th child last night, and I've come to say thank you to Hashem. How many people would assume if a person is expressing such a thing at the kosel, that he's thanking Hashem, that he's happy? We automatically think the other way around. But unfortunately, we don't realize our own blessings. We don't appreciate that which we have. And because of that, we don't express the simcha and the happiness. And that's what Shira Sayam is. Shira Sayam is to take the step back, appreciate that which we have. The Kotzka says an amazing thing. The Pasuk says, Vayavoy, they came, Klal Yisrael came tomorrow. And not only that, Vayachlu Lishto Yismayim, they weren't able to drink the water, Mimor, Kimorim Haim, because it was bitter, says the Kotzka. What do you mean it was bitter? What was bitter? Said the Kotzka, Klal Yisrael were bitter. And because they were bitter, they tasted bitterness in the water. Says the Kotzka, this concept applies true to so many areas of our lives. If a person feels bitter, everything will be bitter around him. If a person is looking for faults, he'll always find them. But if a person sweetens in his own outlook, he'll have a much more sweeter world. That's the Shira. That's Parshas Beshalach, and perhaps that's Tu B'Shvat, eating the fruit, seeing all the wonderful creations of Hashem, making a bracha on it, thanking Hashem. That's the Shira. That's Tu B'Shvat. Have a wonderful Shabbos.